This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A former professional football player who left the NFL to join the Army has been killed in action in Afghanistan. 2 years ago, Pat Tillman walked away from a multi-million dollar contract. The military has not officially confirmed Tillman's death, but today the White House released a statement calling Tillman an inspiration both on and off the football field. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
According to Pentagon sources, 27-year-old Army Ranger Pat Tillman was killed last night when his patrol was ambushed in southeastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. Tillman's elite unit reportedly was involved in Mountain Storm, an operation trying to root out Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. Tillman was the only U.S. soldier killed in the attack. There was reaction today from the world of sports to the top levels of government. Senator John McCain of Arizona, where Tillman played for the Arizona Cardinals, called Tillman a wonderful American hero.
Like all Americans, but particularly citizens of the state of Arizona, we're shocked and grieved, saddened.
Friends say Pat Tillman was deeply affected by the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001. 8 months later, he announced he was leaving the Cardinals, where he'd played defensive back for 4 years, to join the Army Rangers, an elite rapid deployment force. Tillman's agent, Frank Bauer, tried to talk Tillman out of it, tried to get him to accept Arizona's $3.6 million contract offer. But Bauer says Tillman was firm in his decision and uncomfortable with the attention he was getting for making that decision. A movie offer, a book deal, and countless interview requests.
He said it to me. He says, "Frank, what's all this flim-flam all about?" He says, "There's thousands of men and women that enter the armed forces. And why is it big to do with me? I don't want to say talk to anybody. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. And I'm going to go do this." And Pat was always that. He's that kind of guy. He had a higher standard than most of us.
Although Bauer says Tillman sincerely believed himself no better than anyone else who enlisted, others definitely took note of Tillman's unique choice. Arizona Cardinal offensive lineman Pete Kendall was a teammate of Tillman's. Kendall talked to reporters today.
For somebody to walk away from several million dollars and a life of relative ease to put his neck on the line, literally for $18,000, $20,000 a year, and no guarantee for tomorrow. Even the guys, I think, who knew him well, still, you had to be very surprised by that somebody would do that.
According to those who knew him, Tillman never was driven by money. He rode his bicycle to work in his early days as a football player because he didn't own a car. He passed up a $9 million offer to play for the St. Louis Rams, one of the NFL's best teams, to stay with the Cardinals, one of the worst. He did it, says agent Frank Bauer, out of a sense of loyalty. The same kind of loyalty he showed a couple of months ago when he called Bauer from San Francisco after finishing a first tour of duty in Iraq.
And I even said to him, I said, "You know, a lot of clubs are calling Patty, you can get out because you served in a war." He says, "I know that, Frank." He says, "I can file my papers tomorrow and be out, but I gave my commitment and I'm going to fulfill this commitment." And he says, "But I just want to be back in the NFL when I'm done with this tour of duty."
Bauer says he was devastated by today's news, but initially hesitant to talk to the media. That dilemma, he says, was in part a desire to respect Tillman's wish that he not be made into a hero.
I've had quite a few very powerful men in the National Football League say, "Frank, I know how you are. Don't bury your head in the sand because you need to talk because this is someone special. People should know about this kid." And my heartfelt sentiment goes out to the family because this was a special guy.
Tom Goldman, NPR News.